If you're looking for a way to get all of the television services around the world and every streaming service and every stream TV show and movie for free, you can with this. What's happening, Panda Nation? Peter Von Panda here. I want to show you a product right here that will get you basically all of the video content that has ever been created. And one of the weird things about this is that this is a video that I actually had a dilemma making, because I think obviously something that promises to get you every television station around the globe. You can watch the BBC, or you can watch cricket in India. You can watch WSPA in Greenville, South Carolina, or your local news station, or any of the 25 NFL channels or the Big Ten channels. But on top of that, you can watch any of the movies that you want to see, from the old classics like Tin Cup, which is kind of like Casablanca for me, or the new stuff like The Mandalorian, or go back and rewatch Frasier or Blue Bloods or Magnum PI from 1984 or 2020. So what you can do is get all of that content in one place with this. I actually checked out an earlier version of this device a long time ago, and I was like, oh, it's a good little streaming device, but I totally missed what this thing does. It wasn't until I was actually having a dinner with a buddy of mine, and he was like, hey, Pete, have you tried out that Superbox? It is amazing. And I said, yeah, it seems like a pretty good device. And he's like, yeah, because you can get every streaming service for free, right? And I was like, what? And I bring that all up to say that I don't know what the legality of this is. I think I understand how it works. And I am also just going to lay it out there that, you know, you can do whatever you want. If this seems like a unnecessary risk to you, I would totally avoid it like the plague. But if this is something that might fit a need for you or fit the budget that you have, then you might want to try it. But that being said, it may not also work indefinitely. I don't know. There might be a time when it just stops working. So let me just give you my impression of how this is available. It is available on Amazon. This is the S5 Max. There's an S4, an S3. There are a pro version. I'm not even sure what the difference is between these, but I think this is the big one here, 6K, so it'll stream at high vibrance. If your TV is like a retina display, then that's pretty amazing. And if you do have a retina display and you're watching me on this, dude, I just jumped in your face. So yeah, I got all up in your grill. Now, the way I think that this works from a legal standpoint is that Supermax really just sells this box. There is an operating system on here. It's Android-based. And it really doesn't come with anything. Skin on here, and then there are some prompts to download some apps. And so when you get this set up, you'll kind of notice that there's a video on demand and live TV block, and they don't do anything. But when you go there, it basically says, hey, we have this app store, and there's a video on demand and a live TV app, and you can download those. And then it puts them right there, basically front and center on the Superbox operating system. And when you open those apps, then you get everything your heart has ever desired, except for me. You can't even get me on Cameo. You know why? Because they have standards there. So that's how I think they do it, because there are a ton of disclaimers and waivers and legalese that you have to click through in order to download those apps. So I will show those to you, but that's how I think they do it. I think the device is totally kind of neutral. It's totally legal. You can buy it anywhere, but it's that moment when you download these maybe little suspicious apps, maybe it's downloading those apps that puts you in the category of maybe not being as compliant. Now, I am just going to go ahead and unbox this, show you what we get. Then we're going to set it up and test it, because I have never tested this one before, the latest and greatest 6K version. And then I'm going to take this out in the backyard and burn it, because I certainly won't have anything that might even be construed as flirting with a fracture in the law. So just know that by the time you're watching this video, I'm still back on Hulu and Disney Plus and America Online and Prodigy. So let's get to it. All right. So what do we get in the Superbox box? Well, in the box, we get the Superbox. Man, it's a beautiful blue here. So it's definitely going to stand out a little bit. I will tell you this, the hardware from Superboxes, and I have been checking these out for a while now, is that they always seem to be pretty nice. So they don't seem to chintz out on them. And, you know, I guess that's kind of be expected, because they're not inexpensive. They're not cheap, right? they're really getting paid one time for everything they're providing. So kind of an anodized color here. It's not super heavy, but we get an LED on the front here, but just seems like a nice device, really. Some rubber feet. We get two really big antennas here. So if you're using this wirelessly, you don't have to worry about it not getting a signal. Obviously, an Ethernet jack right here, HDMI, your power cable right there. And then on this side, we have a restore button, a couple USB ports, TF card slot on this side, just venting. But then on this side, this will be the IR receiver right there. And you'll usually have a clock right there. Now, this one also runs Android 12. And I believe the other key feature, which makes this kind of the premium model, is the remote. So the remotes have looked the same in the last couple of generations here, but the big difference right there is the microphone. So being able to search for content with the microphone, man, that helps. Because this is not like a high-tech interface where you're using a pointer, kind of like a laser pointer, to pick letters on a keyboard. You are really using this directional pad to find A, B, C, D, E, F, G. So having something like this, and you hold that down and then do a search, man, you can find stuff a lot faster, especially if it has a unique name like Peter Von Panda on YouTube. And then you have your other controls right up here, home, back, obviously some inputs right there. Needs a couple AAA batteries, which I will throw in there. I also want to show you the cord for the super box here, single prong there, two prongs there. And then it does come with an HDMI cord. So obviously that's going to be the common way to connect it to your TV. So let's go ahead and get this connected to the TV. So here's my TV. Here's my reflection. Here's the super box. Let's get it connected and set it up. All right, I've got the super box plugged in. You can connect this to Wi-Fi, but I actually went ahead and connected it directly to my router through an Ethernet cable. So you could do that too. But I've got two triple A batteries, not double A's, triple A's, into the remote here. And I want to show you what happens when you first set this up. So obviously it has this disclaimer notice, and then you're going to have to go down here to agree. And then it says Ethernet connected, which I knew. It's going to set up my screen. Oh, looks like it's pretty close, but you can use the up and down arrows here to adjust that. And it's the up and down on the little circular keypad. And kind of what I won't notice here is that I can put it right to the edge, but I'm missing a little bit on the top and bottom, which is okay. So I'm just gonna allow that to fly. And here is the main screen. And depending on the version you have, S4, S5, you know, this S5 Max has kind of a nicer cleaned up screen, but they always look about the same. So regardless of the version that you get, it's gonna pretty much look like this. Now, a couple things I wanna show you here is down here, you can go to these add areas here, add shortcuts to your favorite apps if you want to. There is an apps store over here, and you can open this up and you can go to the Google Play Store, right? So you can download any of the standard Android stuff. There's this apps screen here, and there's a browser up here. So if you do have something that you want to watch in a Google browser, you could certainly do that too. I am kind of navigating with this little center pad here, but right here we have this little mouse button. So, but if I hit that, what it does is it brings up a cursor. Now I can use the keypad here to move the arrow. So especially if you are browsing a website, you know, it's not super smooth, but it's certainly more helpful than trying to click through every hyperlink ever. And then to get off of that, you can just hit this again, and now we will exit the mouse mode. Now I bring that up because sometimes someone inadvertently hits that mouse mode button and you're like, what is going on? I can't navigate anywhere. Okay. So the first thing I want to show you here is this live TV section. So if we go here, you can see that there's nothing here, but if I go to add, now what it does is it brings up their app system here. Okay. And so basically the way you're going to get your live TV and your video on demand and your playback is to download their app. So what I want to do here is I want to go over here to the app store, and I'm going to go to this app store, which looks like the little Android person, confirm the download. And now what I get here is this new app store. And this is how I think it works. Basically, they're selling you the hardware. It doesn't come with anything that is nefarious or of questionable legality on it. But now you've gone here and you've downloaded this app store. Now, if I pull this up, look, it gives you this big, long disclaimer. is an internet connected program, blah, 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 blah. You take 100% of the responsibility for any of this. It requires you to kind of watch this. And so you have to click through that. And now you are on the hook for anything that you might do here. All right. And so I want to put that out there because you can see we have some apps here, Netflix, YouTube, you know, stuff that you would probably expect. Some of the stuff is not a problem at all. You know, some of the stuff is pretty open source, YouTube, Netflix right there, Disney Plus, maybe you have a subscription to that. But the things that you actually want here, that if I download, this is where it's all on you. And that's why 10 seconds after I'm done finishing this video, I'm going to get rid of this thing. But you up here, these three little blue icons, playback, that's one you're going to want. Blue TV, that's one you're going to want. And blue VOD or video on demand, that's what you're going to want as well. So as you can see, I click those. Now it gets the green check mark showing that they're downloaded. So it doesn't take too long to download here. And now once we have those, if I go back to the home screen and now I go to live TV, I can go ahead and click add. And now I want to add blue TV and back. Now it's got blue TV there. Now, if I go to video on demand, I click add and I go to blue VOD and I hit back and now that's there. And then if I go to playback, I add playback right here and back. And now we have their blue apps available there. Now you might be saying, well, Pete, if the blue app is really the key to all of this, then can't I just go and find blue app on the web and download them to my phone or something? Well, as far as I can tell, the only place you can access any of these apps is on the Superbox itself. So just keep that in mind. All right, I want to go to live TV. I think this is the one that a lot of people are curious about. A lot of people want to surf TV channels, right? So I'm going to pull up Blue TV here. And I've not checked this out before. This is a new one. The S5 Max is the latest and greatest version. And so what you can see here, and I've got this muted, so I don't want to broadcast anything here, but you can see here, now we've got channels. I can scroll all the way down. Look at this. We've got country music, CNN, Discovery, Disney, Fox. All right, we're going through hundreds of channels here. Sky TV. I think there's Sky TV in Australia and all that stuff, right? So we're getting NBC Universal, BET. Look, and here's what I want to show you. ABC, Wisconsin, Madison, right? So I can pull this up and now we can watch the news of Madison, Wisconsin. Right now it's just on syndicated programming. But what's cool about this is if there is a local station out there, and a lot of TV streaming services don't have the local stations, or you have to subscribe separately to them, or maybe they will show you the ones in your area. But I'm obviously from Detroit. So look, there's ABC Detroit, WXYZ. So if I click on that, what it will do is it'll bring that up. So it's cool because regardless of where I am, if I have this, I can watch the news in my favorite area, right? So, okay, ABC. And you can also search if you can't find what you're looking for. You know, for example, I like WSPA in, I think it's Greenville, South Carolina, because one of my favorite newscasters, Diane Lee's on there. So I love watching her. She's just a hoot. What a cute, talented young lady. But I'm just scrolling here. Look, we're in the 500s, right? I mean, there are stations from everywhere. Tucson. I love going to Tucson because, man, it's just nice dry weather. Clears me out. It's a great respite from the Chicago winters. All right. Missoula. Love that. Been to Missoula a few times too. Love their town. Fox, CBS right there. Okay. So I'm going to go down here because now we have BTN. All right. So we've got all these sports networks. I mean, and obviously you get the point, right? We get the Fox Sports networks everywhere. The local ones, the Bally Sports. If I go all the way down here, this is where we start getting Pac-10, Big Ten, NFL, NCAA, everything, NBA, MLB, and you see how much stuff we got to go through. UFC, all the pay-per-views, MLB, just everything, right? Football, college football, which is really nice in the fall. You can just see how many channels. MLS, you like hockey and soccer? Got them too, all right? So I wanted to show that to you. There's some dedicated weird channels that are like only shows that have been on for a long time, like Last Man Standing in Las Vegas, or Vegas, I think is what they called it, which I actually really love, and CSI Miami. So there are some channels that just will play the whole series over and over again. So just a ton of stuff. All right, you get it. I'm going to go out of this. So I'm just going to back out. So let's say you find what you wanted to watch. You pull this up. Now you watch it, right? You want to go back to the channel list. Just hit OK right here in the middle. And you can scroll around. You don't have to do anything. You can go up here to the regional, locals, network TV. And then if you go down to some of these stations, right? Ooh, Tombstone's on, right? If I like AMC, I can just hold down this OK button, and now it's going to put that in my favorites. And I think that should be the only thing in my favorites, because like I said, I'm just using this right now. So if I go there now, AMC's in my favorites. And that's almost essential, because when you have access to 2,000 live TV stations, you do not want to keep scrolling through them. You want to add the ones that you really want. And as you can see, it's fast. It looks good. I mean, a lot of this is going to depend on your internet connection. And as far as I can tell, they have been pretty reliable. The other thing I will say here is that I think the resolution will depend on kind of the feed they're getting, but looks pretty good to me. And the one issue that I've kind of noticed here playing around with it is that there is maybe a slight delay. So if you're watching an NFL game, it might be kind of delayed 20 seconds, 15 seconds, 30 seconds behind the national broadcast. And I'm not sure if that's because they're routing it through various places, right? Let's go to the VOD, video on demand. I want to show you this. So Blue VOD, I'm going to pull this up. And now what we have is a repository of lots of different stuff. TV shows, movies, you can see they're tabbed here. So I can go to movies. I can go down here to this tier, all genres. I can look at the new releases. They have the ratings here that I don't know where they come from, whatever service hosts on me. But just so many of them, like Devotion. I mean, this is pretty new. John Wick Chapter 4, I really got to see. 8.2, dude, that crushed it. That crushed it. So just a lot of stuff. Covenant, kind of have wanted to see that. Dungeons & Dragons, I actually started. Kind of seemed interesting, but didn't have time to finish that. Avatar, obviously, if you want to see that, 65. A little interesting twist. I think you probably can figure it out. I figured it out and I didn't watch it yet. Old Henry, actually, I really like that movie. And then I want to go up here to TV series, because there are lots of times that you want to watch a TV show. Look at this, Law & Order Special Victims Unit, right? And that show's still going on for like 20 years or something. But what I love about this is that sometimes you want to go back, you haven't seen a TV show in forever. You know, if I wanted to watch Star Trek The Next Generation with a friend who's never seen it, where would I go find that, right? Most places don't play it because it's so obscure. But here you can find a lot of the recent stuff. But it's not just TV shows. But it's old movies too. Like Tin Cup is not actually something that's easy to find, but I can watch that over and over. So you can go here, find these TV shows. I want to show you something. And let me just pull up a TV show here. Let's say, who is Aaron Carter? Have not seen this. But what you can see here is it's season one, episode one. If I go ahead to season one and go down to episode one and I hit play, right? What it's going to do is it's going to cue that guy up. And I will say, sometimes it takes a little while to buffer it. That's probably not unusual compared to Amazon Prime or Netflix. All right, so it looks like Aaron Carter came from Netflix, I'm just saying. And again, no sound here. Obviously, I can scrub through this. I can go ahead a little bit here. And if I just hit this back button, what I can do is get rid of these controls. But it's obviously playing this now. But if I were to leave this, or you want to quit playing? Yes, I want to leave. What I don't actually have to do is remember where I'm at. So even though I haven't set up an account, haven't put up any personal information anywhere, obviously, the device knows where I stopped on anything. So if I just hit play again here, it will ask me if I want to restore from the last playback progress, which is great because especially if you're on episode 12 and you don't remember, oh, I can't remember if we watched 10 episodes or 14 episodes or something like this. Doesn't matter. Just hit play and it's going to pick up where you left off, whether it is a position in the TV episode or show episode or on a specific episode itself. So that's really nice because I went back and I was watching the old Frasier and man, they're like 30 episodes a season, and I couldn't remember where I was. And it's just like you go hit play and it picks up right where you left off. Okay. So that's pretty cool. And there's just so much stuff. And you can go up here and actually search, right? Now, I am actually going to go up here so I could type in something. Let's search for Frasier. You don't have to put in the full thing, I believe. You know, if you have a fraction of a word, that should work too. All right. And now what we get is Frasier, the new series, and Frasier, the original series, which is pretty awesome. And this is what I'm talking about here. You don't have to remember where you're at, but you can jump to any particular season. So finding old television shows, maybe going back and watching something that you really wanted. Now, playback. Pete, if I haven't set up an account, how does it do video storage? How does it do DVRing? Well, this is where playback comes in. And what playback is it's basically taken, let's not say every one of those streaming channels, but a good selection of them and records everything. It just queues them all up for, I think, a week. So what we get here are 85 of the top stations that it has. Oh, but NBC 7 San Diego. Oh, one of my favorite towns in all of the world. And now what I can do is I can go back here and I can find shows. So let's say you went on a vacation and you missed your favorite episode of Chicago Med, but maybe you wanted to watch that NBC News 7 at 11. And what you can do here is pull that up, even scrub through it a little bit here. And so it's just storing everything from these top, most popular channels and allowing you to come back and watch it later. So that is pretty cool. So retail theft ring investigation. Oh, Lens Crafters, they got taken. But you can watch your Tonight Show. And like I said, looks like, 27th back to the 21st here. So you get about 6 days or about a week worth of queued up television. So no DVRing. You get everything, which is kind of crazy. So what I wanted to show and share with you here is that whether you want live TV of pretty much any station that exists, the video on demand for old television shows and movies, and the playback so that you can go back and watch some of that stuff from last week. Maybe you got home late and missed the news, or you got home late and missed Saturday Night Live or something that you wanted to watch. You know, it's not going to be a problem when you're watching the Peter Von Panda channel because you can just go back and play that anytime on YouTube. So maybe their system is more superior in many ways. But for old school, regular television, playback definitely works. And then down here, like I said, you can go here like this. I downloaded that YouTube app and I put it right there because if you use this for nothing else, go ahead and click on my channel once in a while after you watch the good stuff and you get bored of that and you want to see a good example of what not to do, then come visit my channel. But that is the Superbox S5 Max. It is the fastest, the most memory, the highest resolution, and I think the most offering. So the deepest library of videos and channels that they have ever had. So if you want to pick this up, cut the cord from cable, you save yourself a couple bucks, then I think it's pretty amazing. But having shown it to you and put myself out there in the world, this one is going in the wood chipper because there's no way I'm going to have any of this liability on my hands. So that's it. See you later. Peter Brown Panda out.